but yet the controlled situation that we live under today, they don't want the truth to come out. We're going to have more challenging times ahead of us. I'm saying we've been hit. We've been hit right now. We've been attacked. There's a series of storms off in the Atlantic just sitting there, just hovering. And for people not to understand weather modification or do research into weather modification, as we see here, the situation in New Orleans and this article from September 11th, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. I mean, was that the next operation that was exposed to us? Well, obviously so. So with respect to that Popular Mechanics article that we had about New Orleans sinking, well, here we see Popular Mechanics dated February 2004 when UFOs arrive. What will you do? The U.S. government already has a multi-million dollar top secret plan ready to go. Are we going to be invaded by invaders from another planet? And will it be engineered from America or engineered from Russia or engineered in a combination of America and Russia from the Security Council branch of the U.N. system at the top? Then we have migration, listeners. Migration is a big one. There are more than 175 million migrants in the world today. People leave their countries for many reasons, including war and civil conflict, the desire for economic improvement, family reunification, and environmental degradation. This comes from the State Department, listeners. The State Department has the United States mission to the United Nations. Then they say the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, reflecting the best humanitarian traditions of the American people, the U.S. government funds protection and life-sustaining relief for millions of refugees and victims of conflict around the globe. And where is the conflict coming from, people? Who's creating the conflict? And this is the problem. The State Department was infiltrated, according to various sources, in the 1930s with Soviet agents. It's grown to a crescendo today. But once again, Popular Mechanics, September 11th, 2001, New Orleans is sinking. And what do we have now? Over $1.5 billion spent every day on this recovery effort. Our national debt is approaching $8 trillion. We're economically devastated. These people that are being assimilated into other countries don't have jobs, as most people, in other states. They don't have jobs. Most of our business and industry has gone below the border and overseas. And this is the setup we live today. The United Nations setup that is engineered. We lost 54,000 of our soldiers in Korea. We lost 58,000 of our soldiers in Vietnam. We're in another Middle East mess now, which is just another Vietnam, because you do not know who your enemy is. It's anguishing. It's upsetting. It's distressing. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better at all. We see Tropical Storm Ophelia threatens Florida, and it strengthens off Florida. There's a series of hurricanes in the Atlantic right now, ready to move. The beat goes on, people. The maneuvering and manipulation is in. And then you have one other thing before I bring Hans up. It's congressional testimony of Robert S. Mueller III, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate, February 16, 2005. And he's talking about over the past year, through unprecedented cooperation, enhanced intelligence capabilities, and continued unwavering commitment to protect the American people, we have achieved considerable victories against national security and criminal threats facing the U.S. However, I must also report that these threats continue to evolve and to pose new challenges to the FBI and our partners. It remains the FBI's overriding priority to protect and prevent terrorist attacks, the threat posed by international terrorism, and in particular from Al-Qaeda and related groups, continues to be the gravest we face. And then it goes on to talk about Al-Qaeda and related terrorist groups, which we'll probably talk about today with Hansa. This is a 32-page report. However, listeners, you go to page 10 of this report. And it states here, listeners, however, the right-wing patriot movement, consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters and other anti-government extremists remains a continuing threat in America today. Sporadic incidents resulting in direct clashes with law enforcement are possible and will most likely involve state and local law enforcement personnel, such as highway patrol officers and sheriff's deputies. Then they talk about potential violent anti-abortion extremists linked to terrorism ideologies or groups pose a current threat. The admiration of violent high-profile offenders by extremists highlight continued concerns relating to potential or similar anti-abortion threat activity. So what are they doing? Our federal government condones and approves of abortion, okay? And yet people such as myself that is very, very concerned about the way our government's turned over the years, and certainly when you do your research, you take it back to the Federal Reserve System in 1913, and that's the most logical way to start it out, to educate someone. But then right-wing patriot movement consisting of malicious common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists. What's a tax protester? Someone that doesn't want to pay their revenue to the International Monetary Fund of the UN, because that's what the IRS is. They're the revenuers for the IMF of the United Nations system. And yet congressional testimony by Robert Mueller says, we're bad. We're anti-government. We're not anti-government. We're anti-corruption in government because our government's been infiltrated for years and decades. The infiltration process has been going on to the point where, listeners, we have 45 communist goals read into the congressional record in 1963. And what do they say? U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. And yet, what do we have at the State Department? The Bureau of Arms Control, headed by Assistant Secretary Stephen G. Radmacher, is responsible for developing policy in the areas of conventional, chemical, biological, and nuclear forces, for supporting arms control negotiations, for implementing existing agreements in these areas, and for advising the Secretary on related national security issues such as nuclear testing and missile defense. The Bureau of Arms Control leads efforts to negotiate new arms control agreements, such as the May 2002 Moscow Treaty on Strategic Offensive Reductions, as well as ongoing efforts in the Geneva Conference on Disarmament. The Bureau also has the equally important task of implementing a large number of existing agreements, including INF, START, Moscow Treaty, CWC, and BWC. The Bureau has the lead negotiations, implementation, and policy development related to the Treaty on Conventional Armed Forces in Europe, confidence and security building measures, and it goes on, listeners. The State Department has been infiltrated for decades to the point where all 45 goals of the communist goals of 1963 are reaching a crescendo, including number 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. What's happened there? Communist China, Hutchinson Wimpaugh, has a 50-year lease of the Panama Canal. And present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. There we are, listeners, all wrapped up into a big package that we're living today. Gay marriage being promoted around us today. Abortion being promoted around us today. And yet, if we're against abortion, we're terrorists. If we're a tax protester, we're a terrorist. If we speak out against our government, we're a terrorist.